When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina, podcast and the community that aims to be a safe space for Filipino women to own, share, and celebrate their stories. I am Cleo Loque, the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. Behind her very bright smile that welcomes us pag nakikita natin siya sa ating FYP, there is definitely a heartwarming why. For today's kwentuhan, Alonzo, strong, independent, single mama, and one of the owners of Cocina Berenguer, home to our favorite Tribeca cookies and adobo flakes, you guessed it, boss bestest, we have Miss Jana Berenguer today here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. Welcome, Miss Jana!
Hi guys! I'm so glad to be here.
Yay! So Miss Jana, I'm so excited. Grabe, you have this very bright smile nga talaga that's radiating even through Zoom laga.
Thank you.
So let's start this episode with a little icebreaker. So are you ready for Never Have I Ever?
Sige, game. I don't even remember the last time I played this game. Parang inuman game pa to. Pero sige, go!
Yes, okay. So you can answer if you have or you haven't, and then feel free to expound on your answer. So first,
okay, sure.
Never have I ever eaten Tribeca cookies na for sale talaga dapat.
Guilty. Yeah, guilty kasi hindi mo maiwasan na parang sobrang stress ka na, ang dami mo lulutuin sa Tribeca. Sige. Di naman malalaman ni mama eh. So, ako naman nagbibilang. Ako naman nagbibake. So, parang, okay, kuha. And then, at the end of the day, parang, shocks, bakit ko kinain yung tatlo? Kulang ng dalawa sa Tupperware. So, parang, oh, shocks. So, okay na yun.
Ayun. Isang patunay na masarap talaga ang Tribeca cookies ni Miss Jana.
Yes.
Okay, moving forward to our next icebreaker. Ito po. Never have I ever canceled plans for Alonzo's needs.
Every time. Lahat. All the time. Like, no second doubt. Like, if Alonzo's therapy and I have to go to a party or a wedding, no doubt, cancel na. Sorry, too late, or yun na lang. Yes.
Grabe po, no? But how is it different now that you have the responsibility of a mother compared to when you were single? You know, you were canceling plans now if your son needs you.
Honestly, I don't feel any guilt or any sadness. Yung parang diba dati pag if our friends invite us for a wedding or party or birthday, parang, I really want to go. Like, sighing if I can't because my dad or anyone or any reason that I can't go, you'll feel sad. But when I cancel plans now, it's like, okay lang. Like, it doesn't really matter. I don't know, because the maturity really came in from me being a mom. So I really didn't, like, now, honestly, I don't remember the last time I went out with friends. Like, really, like, go out, like, to drink out. I don't even regret anything by saying no to them. I don't know. Kung siguro kung may anak ka na, iba na talaga yung responsibility. Everybody's actually asking me, parang, do you feel bad? Because we know you as Jana Berenguer going out all the time. But now you're just at home with Alonzo. For me, there's no difference in the feeling of saying no. Kasi mas priority ko talaga si Alonzo. So yun.
Parang wala na yung fear of missing out, no?
Yes. No, wala talaga. Like, okay, I mean, I can see that in their stories. Everybody had fun. Congrats. Or happy birthday na lang. Pasensya na. But I think, in a way, because of Alonzo's condition, like, I don't want to, I'd rather miss out those parties than miss out something that's gonna happen to Alonzo today. Parang yun lagi yung guilty feeling ko sa mom if I get out of the house. Hello, baka one day he can sit up na that I'm not there. But I don't like that. Dun ako maiinis, no? Oh, I didn't see it. Why? Because I went out. So yun, I don't want to feel that anymore. Like, parang ganun.
Oh, thank you for sharing that with us, Miss Jana. And lastly, for our little icebreaker, never have I ever felt exhausted because you play so many roles.
Guilty. Guilty again. Because like, you can't just stop knowing that you're alone and you know you have to raise this child alone. It's something that you really cannot stop. Because if you stop, you will parang, shucks, missed opportunity to. Bakit ka nagpahinga? So, but there are days talaga that I really feel so exhausted. I just cry in the banyo and just says, oh, okay, that is all out. Okay, go out of the CR. Alonzo, let's happy face again. So it's really the matter of just really embracing your mental stress and physical stress and just fighting. Like, totoo talaga yung mind over matter. That's really true. If gusto mo talaga, gagawin mo yung paraan lahat para magawa.
Grabe. I mean, you play so many roles. Not only, of course, as a business owner for Casina Berenguer, but as a single mother as well. And of course, so other many roles. Nah, you know, as a daughter, as a friend. But now I want to dive deeper and focus into, I believe, two of your most vital roles. Is, you know, being a mother and being an owner of Casina Berenguer. So, can you please share with us, why did you start Casina Berenguer? Pwede mo ba kaming kwentuhan on why you had to hustle as an entrepreneur, even if you're already busy taking care of Alonzo?
Okay, so one reason, actually the main reason was, I started Casina Berenguer when I was still in Baguio and I had Alonzo. So, the main purpose of the first reason was to help my mom because I saw the opportunity that we could start Casina Berenguer again. Because she lost her canteen due to the pandemic. So, naawa kami na parang, shucks, walang ginagawa si mom sa house. She missed cooking. So, it's like, oh, I have this little money saved on side and maybe I could help out and start it again. So, yun, it gave me more reasons too when I found out that Alonzo was special and I became a single mom. So, nung when I started it, parang help-help lang, na parang, sige ma, I'll help promote. Parang hindi talaga full force. And then when I moved back here in Manila, dun ko na nakita, shucks, i-full force na to because I'm a single mom. I need money, syempre to raise Alonzo. And not only Casina Berenguer, because Casina Berenguer shared with my mom. So, we're both partners. And eventually, I started again another clothing line, which is JA, the label. So, this is what I'm wearing now. So, that's mine. Yeah, yes. So, I have actually two businesses running now, which is Casina Berenguer and JNA. Because I realized I tried applying corporate world, but the demand and the time that they need from me is something that I have to sacrifice from Alonzo, which ayoko. So, I will just rather work harder each day selling adobo flakes, t-shirts, tumblers, cookies, lahat na lang gagawin para lang ma-push because that one, I can handle my time. Diba, there's like days na parang, I'm so tired, Alonzo day. Sige, fine, wala munang magbebenta, wala munang magbe-bake, Alonzo time first because I have that power that to control the time. So that's why I really chose to start businesses since I also graduated entrepreneurship. So, yun, then tuloy-tuloy na. And then eventually, everybody loved the Tribeca cookies. So, yun, tuloy-tuloy na. Yes. And besides also that, we help other kids also. So, like, part of our profit, we, despite our whatever situation we have now, we still also help other kids. So, yun, we nagdo-donate kami. I mean, we don't really show it na in social media, but on the side, I mean, people really feel it. Like, example, I'll message them, hey, gusto nyo pa ng tulong? I'm willing to help you pag nasa hospital yung may... I see lang sa TikTok, random lang, magsisila ako ng moms with CP patients, cerebral palsy kids. And then say ko, mommy, anong GCash mo? And then JNA and Casina will give. Parang ganun. On the side. Pero like, parang I don't need naman to broadcast that na. Like, people are saying na, you really help? Pero parang ako, I don't have to eh. Like, dun na. Minsan dun lang yung off sa mga people na parang bakit hindi mo sinasabi na tumutulong ka. Parang ako kasi, I don't really have to show that to the world. Deep inside me na lang na alam ko tumutulong ako sa mga tao. So, I'm happy na rin with that. Yun.
That is so heartwarming.
Yes.
That is such a beautiful story. So, you started a business, you started this business during the pandemic.
Yes.
To survive.
Yes,
to survive. But eventually, But eventually, Cucina Berenguer made a name of its own with the best-selling Tribeca cookies and the adobo flakes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to ask, what were the challenges that you encountered when you were building these brands? I mean, you were building two brands. Yes. One is a food business and a clothing business.
The clothing business, the J&A, the label, was actually quite easier because I had help with my sister and there's no hindi nasisira ang damit, meaning if it's not being sold it's just there, so there's no pressure. Yung exhausting part lang if when I bake that I have to sell all of that, kung hindi sira yung quality. And there are days naman na kasi you don't really know the market every day, there are other people that will buy a lot, there are other people will buy less. So yung J&A, the label kasi, yung shirts, hindi siya napapanis, nandyan lang. It's a matter of just packing it well so hindi siya maamag. At the same time kasi in J&A, we already have makeup na rin. So we're selling makeup na rin now. So it's not a pressure for us to sell it every day. Unlike adobo flakes and cookies, kailangan ma-in and out yun agad. So yun yung challenge part lang na sometimes like there are days na sobrang I'm not in it to make a TikTok video. Gusto ko lang mag-bake. And then, onti lang nabibenta kasi people don't see that I'm baking today. So, effort ulit mag-TikTok. And then there's sometimes na sobra naman ako sa TikTok pero kulang yung cookies ko. So, it's a challenging part every day to know how many cookies should I bake today. So, yun lang yung challenging part lang doon. And we had to also discover ano ba mas masarap pag malaki ba yung cookie, yung maliliit, yung we call it the nibblers. But we realized kasi, ako kasi personally, I like smaller cookies. Kasi syempre, pwede mo lang, di ba, if the bigger ones, you'll crack it pa, you'll half it into two. And then, yun yung mga challenging part, ano yung packaging. And then eventually, my other siblings got involved already. My dad got involved. So it's now a family business now, ongoing. So para hindi ako sobrang exhausted. So hindi ko nahawak lahat. So parang my sister's in marketing, my dad is here, I'm in logistics, operations. So kalat na lahat. So at least, it's better and delegated well na. So yun lang naging challenging part lang namin is how to dispose the cookies and adobo flakes right timing. Yun.
Wow! So you know, from a small business na ang goal nyo lang is to build it to survive during the pandemic, and now you have your other family members to help you, and even other associates. I saw from your TikTok video that you also have other employees. Now that your brands are really growing already and you're a single mother, may I know, paano mo siya kinakayang i-balance? Or like, kasi maraming nakikita ang tao sa social, maraming hindi nakikita ang tao sa social media na hindi masyadong napag-uusapan. So, from your end, can you share with us some kwentos or experiences kung paano mo nalagpasan yung challenges na you just mentioned?
One is really knowing to sacrifice. You know, one, sacrificing things that you know it's not needed, knowing your priorities. Kasi kaya ang dami nagtatanong sa akin during TikTok live na parang to make a day and a life, my day in my life. Kasi parang nagtataka sila na parang how do I still smile every day? How do I cope up every day? How do I stay fresh every day? So parang like lahat yun, ang dami nagtatanong. But I tell them kasi it's the matter of really knowing what you want to do. Like everybody's asking me, like honestly, there was a fight, not fight or argument sa TikTok video ko na bakit yun lagi suot ko? Bakit pa ulit-ulit yung suot ko? And it hit me and just told them, now, why do I have to buy clothes if I'm just at home? So why do I have to buy expensive things if I'm just at home? I barely go out. So if I just go out and I need something to wear, then fine, I will buy. But it's not a need. Yun yung lagi ko sinasabi sa mga tao na how am I surviving? It's just like really knowing what to do, your responsibilities, your priorities. Kasi ikaw lang inaasahan ng anak mo eh. So if you will like put yourself first before your son, kawawa anak mo. So like I always tell people that you really have to learn to sacrifice and know what is first, diba? If people invite you out for dinner but you know that wala mag-aalaga kay Alonzo, just stay home. I mean, they will invite you again if they're your true friends or true family members. Whatever happens, you say, sorry, pasensya na. Zoe is more important. They would understand. But then again, you know, you have to wake up early. You have to sleep late. Mga ganun na parang back to school ako. Like, there, may mga classes ako kailangan puntahan every day. So yeah, it's just really the sacrifice and priorities that you have every day.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's about damn time to spill the beans on our latest product. From our tees and totes, making sure your fit checks are covered, Hiraya Pilipina is now ready to cover more in all shades and sizes. Your new everyday essential is finally here, presenting Hiraya Pilipina's very own nipple pasties for all genders. They come in three sizes for cups A to D, five shades that match Filipino skin tones, plus they're reusable and washable up to 20 times. I know, right? And Boss Besties, they're waterproof, sweatproof, and even suitable for swimming and sports. This is the support and coverage your cherries will ever need. Starting at 299 pesos, you can have more options for you to be you. Time to treat them boobs, besties! Nabudol ka na ba? Check out Hiraya Pilipina on Instagram, Shopee, and Lazada to learn more.
Grabe. Grabe po yung sacrifice na ginagawa niyo. Sobrang saludo. That is very inspiring. Thank you for sharing that with us. Moving forward, binanggit niyo sa amin na sa Kwentuhang Pilipina that you'd love to use this platform to spread awareness about cerebral palsy.
Yes.
So I'd like to tap in that topic now. How did you discover that Alonzo has cerebral palsy? Can you share with us the early signs that you noticed?
The early signs were like, he was not really laughing, smiling. He was not, whatever like a normal baby does at a 1 to 2, 3 months old, hindi niya nagagawa. Like, I don't know if he's hungry. Parang, sabi ko ngayon timing, parang bite naman na anak ko. Parang, like with all of the, like, I, because my sister gave birth ahead of me and I do the complaints, sleepless nights daw. Parang iyak ng iyak. So parang, bakit hindi ko na nararamdaman yun? Na parang everything is so cool. Parang ano siya, like, veggie baby. Like, doesn't move, nakahiga lang, even though how much you carry him. Parang siyang newborn every day. Ganun yung feeling. And eventually, we had to bring him to the doctor. And every doctor in Baguio said it was normal. Eventually daw, ma-adapt daw niya yun. And then parang as a mom, parang may mali talaga. So, despite it being the pandemic, we really forced the issue to come home for a while muna. Di pa ako single mom nun. So, we went here with the father of Alonzo. We both went here together with Alonzo, with my family. We had him check, MRI. Doon na nakita lahat na may fluid sa brain niya. And yung first diagnosis was global developmental delay. Meaning by that, he did not achieve certain milestones in his certain age. But the meaning of GDD kasi, eventually, these milestones or standards of what the age of the baby is, eventually, ma-adapt niya. For example, kung na ngayon hindi siya nagko-crawl, baka 2 to 3 months magko-crawl siya. That's GDD. Kasi delayed lang siya. But with Alonzo, nothing is progressing. Hindi siya gumaganito. Parang we had to see, this was when I was a single mom na, we had to see a DevPed, developmental pedia. At dun siya nakapag-diagnose na, okay, he has cerebral palsy, extrapyramidal. Kasi yung cerebral palsy, kasi madami yan different kinds of diagnosis. So si Alonzo is more on the extrapyramidal, meaning he has no coordination. He wants to hold something, he moves his head. He wants to walk, he moves his body. So before he achieves a certain movement that he wants, para ang dami muna mangyayari sa katawan niya, tsaka siya mag-grip. Ganon yung sa kanya. Kasi may cerebral palsy rin na spasticity, madami. Ngayon ko lang na-discover na sobrang dami. And with this platform kasi that I want to share awareness to, ang daming nanay na hindi alam na may ganitong sakit. Like, I discovered na when I was doing live before, wala pa akong masyadong followers nun. Like, ay, ganyan rin anak ko. So parang, oops, they're not aware that there's something, there's a spectrum on this side that, hey, that, you know, your child can be like this, so what to do? So like, that's what I'm teaching people now, despite them not crawling or talking. Hindi ibig sabihin special na anak mo. It doesn't mean a Down syndrome na. Doesn't mean your child is less. They may be different, but not less. So I do suggest you bring him to a doctor. There is nothing wrong. Again, there is nothing wrong to bring a child to a psychiatrist, a dev ped. Hindi ibig sabihin na baliw anak mo. That's what I always tell people. That doesn't mean that you bring them to this kind of places. Iba na yung anak mo. But if they may be different, then accept it. Like, ang dami nagtatanong sa akin, paano mo na-accept agad-agad? Parang, di ba, dapat sobrang sakit nung? Pero I don't know. I never felt the rejection na parang, shocks, ganyan anak ko. Parang, never ako nandiri. Na parang, bakit ganyan? Hindi dapat ganyan. Never ko na-feel yun. Like, when as soon as the doctor told me, okay, Jana, he has CP. Parang, ang next sinabi ko, okay, what's next? Di ba, anong gagawin natin? Di ba? Kasi hindi ko alam eh. Kasi in a normal child, you know, you have to feed him this, you have to feed him that, go to school. Diba? Parang pag CP child, ano na po yung sunod? Because I don't know eh. So it's me now, meaning like other moms like doesn't know what's going on. So it's me here now sharing them, okay guys, so ito, si Alonzo 2 years old, ito yung mga ginagawa ko ngayon. Baka anak nyo rin kailangan na. So that's really what I want to share to everybody. Na hindi dahil ganito, hanggang dyan ka lang. Because every child has an opportunity to grow. Which I want to share that to people. Yun.
That's really heartwarming, Miss Janet. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We admire your vulnerability, honesty, and your desire to help others para makapag-raise din ng awareness. And can I just say that you're really built to become a mother?
Oh, thank you.
Ang galing. Ang ganda. Very natural siya sa'yo. And I'm super sure. I'm sure that Alonzo is very grateful to have you as his mother.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Jana, so in case some of our listeners don't know, can you please expound to us ano nga ba ang cerebral palsy? And what are the struggles that come with it?
Cerebral palsy is a... Kasi it's actually sickness siya. So, but I don't wanna call it a sickness. Kasi pag sickness, sobrang dark nun, di ba? So, I just say it's a diagnosis that it can be from genetics, it can be from the point that you are giving birth. So, it's by missing the milestones of... Kasi there are terms that I really don't wanna use in terms of parang there is... Paano, like, they're different. Yun na lang sabihin ko. Cerebral palsy is having like a very different way. Like, maybe their brain is smaller, their brain can be bigger. This is where cerebral palsy kids have no coordination. Iba kasi si cerebral palsy sa autism. Autism is more on, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. This is my own understanding. Ha? In cerebral palsy kasi that they say na they can be really smart and understanding, but they can't move their legs, they can't move their arms. Sometimes in autism also, they can run as fast as they can, but they don't have cognitive skills. So it's more on your child not being normal. That's the best frank way to say it, na hindi normal yung anak mo. Because there's also Down syndrome. Madami kasi yun eh. And sa akin kasi, I think of it as a way na, yun nga, as I said earlier na, yes, iba sila. But they're not less. They're still human beings. And if we have us human beings, we have the chance to take care of ourselves. Sila kasi wala silang choice. They never had a choice to choose to be normal or different. Diba? So it's us, normal people, to help them be part of this world. So, and the struggles of doing it is knowing how to understand them. Diba? Parang ang dami nga nagsasabi sa akin, ano ba yan, Mommy Jana? Ang hirap-hirap na nga intindihin yung mga asawa at anak namin na normal. Paano pa kaya itong mga bata na hindi normal? Honestly, I will rather talk to these kids than talk to normal people. Kasi parang with them, they'll listen to you. They'll have eye contact sa'yo. And you know what? They're angels. The love that they show to you is unconditional. Like, you know, I don't have any regrets if people are telling me na parang, ah, baka hindi magkaasawa si Alonzo, kawawa yan paglaki. I mean, that's for their own opinion to say. But for me kasi, it's like, it's a matter of my job as his mom, friend as well, not to make him feel welcome to the world. Kasi, yun nga eh, kasi tayo nakakaalam ng lahat eh. We're better than them. So it's a matter of just showing them na hey, Alonzo, this is the world. This is the sun. If he doesn't understand, then okay, this is the sun. This is the moon. This is darkness, diba? This is the sun. This is the sunlight. It's a matter of us really showing them how to belong in this world. Kasi sila wala silang choice eh. Tayo, we always do have a choice. So yun. Yun lang yung struggles is the understanding. And patience. We have to have the longest patience in the world for them. Kasi kung hindi, medyo delikado tayo dyan. But yeah, patience and understanding talaga. Yun yung number one talaga.
Yun. Wow! Grabe, I feel like as a mother of a son who has cerebral palsy, you have really developed so much empathy. I feel like that's a value as well na na-develop mo. Yes. Not only for Alonzo, but for other people. You try to put yourself in their situation. You yes. speak with so much kindness, even right now in this episode. Kaya we're yeah. really, really grateful for you vulnerably sharing this story with us. I don't want yes. this episode to end, but before awesome. We end this episode, I'd like to ask Miss Jana, where can our boss besties find you and Alonzo so we can support you and your businesses?
Okay, so hi guys. So you could check us out first in TikTok. It's Jana and Alonzo and my IG, Jana Berenguer. So you can check me out there. Nandun yung latest updates ko. Next is for the Cucina Berenguer and J&A, the label. We have Shopee Shop. So you can check actually in my TikTok, all you need to do is follow me in TikTok and my link in my bio. Nandun na lahat ng links. So click nyo lang if you would like to order shirts. And again, guys, every order you do, every purchase you do, truly helps Alonzo. That pays for his therapy, all his medical. Wala po akong kinukuha doon. It's all for Alonzo. At the same time, we also help other kids. So it will be really, really great if you guys would order from Cucina Berenguer and J&A, the label. So yun, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And to finally conclude this episode, what stayed with me from my kwentuhan with Miss Jana are two things. First is the lesson about sacrifice. I feel like as a mother, I'm not yet a mother, but just hearing your stories about sacrifice, I feel like that's a value na developed talaga kay Miss Jana, which I truly, truly admire. And hindi naman ibig sabihin na nagsasakripisyo ka is you're already missing out. Because yes. Miss Jana knows what to prioritize. Miss Jana knows how to let go of things na kailangan niyang isakripisyo for now for more important things. Which is for his son naman, of course. I really learned the value of sacrifice in this episode. And second, I also learned that there may be people who were different, but they are not less. Yes. I love that. I hope na tumanim din yon sa ating listeners right now. And I'd love to know, we would love to know what stayed with you. So please do not forget to share the podcast, your Instagram stories, and tag us at Kwentuhang Pilipina, at Jana Berenguer, and yours truly at Cleo Loque on what stayed with you. Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been Cleo Loque, and I will be back for more Kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuhang Pilipina.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.